The unity of existence. At the beginning of this work, we posed the question, can spiritual experimental science trace all manifestations of human morality back to a single origin, as material experimental science has traced all material phenomena in the universe to a single origin? If this were achieved, we asserted that it would bring harmony and alignment between human ethics, human behavior, and the material environment in which they exist. Through this harmony, the discord that has scattered human efforts in all directions and severed the bonds of humanity among people would come to an end. It may have become somewhat clear that Islam, from the very beginning, is based on surrendering the created human will to the primordial divine will, and whoever submits his face to Allah while being a doer of good, then he has grasped the most trustworthy handle. 31-22. My personal experience has left me with no doubt about the validity of this principle. Therefore, I firmly believe that all manifestations of human behavior, both good and evil, can be traced back to one origin, the will of the all-powerful Allah. In truth, evil does not have an independent origin. The true origin is goodness. Evil is merely a consequence of our ignorance, which deceives us into believing that we possess an independent will. When this ignorance is dispelled through spiritual experience, our focus shifts to perfecting our immediate duties, refining them with excellence, and becoming absorbed in this process of refinement. We cease to dwell on wishes or regrets. In so doing, we achieve peace within ourselves, and as a result, peace is realized on earth. Listen to how the Quran speaks to us, guiding us towards sound human behavior. No calamity occurs on the earth or within yourselves, except that it is inscribed in a book before we bring it into existence. Indeed, that is easy for God. So that you do not grieve over what has passed you by, nor exult in what he has given you. And God does not love every self-conceited boaster. Those who are stingy and enjoin others to be stingy, and whoever turns away, then indeed God is the self-sufficient, the praiseworthy. 57:22-24. This verse demonstrates the depth of divine wisdom and the balanced perspective on human existence. It teaches us that surrendering to Allah's will eliminates regret for what is lost and arrogance over what is gained, cultivating a calm and measured approach to life. This acceptance is the key to achieving true peace within oneself and harmony with others.